Chapter 18. How the same holy man gave sight to the blind daughter of a tribune, and then coming to St. Alban, there received of his relics, and left other relics of the blessed apostles and other martyrs. 429 A.D. After this, a certain man, who held the office of tribune, came forward with his wife, and brought his blind daughter, a child of 10 years of age, to be healed of the bishops. They ordered her to be brought to their adversaries, who, being rebuked by their own conscience, joined their entreaties to those of the child's parents, and besought the bishops that she might be healed. They therefore, perceiving their adversaries to yield, poured forth a short prayer, and then Germanus, full of the Holy Ghost, invoking the Trinity, at once drew from his side a casket, which hung about his neck, containing relics of the saints, and taking it in his hands, applied it in the sight of all to the girl's eyes, which were immediately delivered from darkness and filled with the light of truth. The parents rejoiced, and the people were filled with awe at the miracle. And after that day, the heretical beliefs were so fully obliterated from the minds of all that they thirsted for and sought after the doctrine of the bishops. This damnable heresy being thus suppressed, and the authors thereof confuted, and all the people settled in the purity of the faith, the bishops went to the tomb of the martyr, the blessed Alban, to give thanks to God through him. There Germanus, having with him relics of all the apostles, and of divers martyrs, after offering up his prayers, commanded the tomb to be open, that he might lay therein the precious gifts, judging it fitting that the limbs of saints, brought together from divers countries, as their equal merits had procured them admission into heaven, should find shelter in one tomb. These being honorably bestowed and laid together, he took up a handful of dust from the place where the blessed martyr's blood had been shed, to carry away with him. In this dust the blood had been preserved, showing that the slaughter of the martyrs was red, though the persecutor was pale in death. In consequence of these things, an innumerable multitude of people was that day converted to the Lord.